Bobby a hater hadn't raged at Sullivan and Yawkey, and hadn't been traded to the Mets for Calvin Schiraldi. If Oil Can Boyd hadn't been such a nutcase, then Jim Rice had twice taken an easy extra base. If the Red Sox had had a better playoff for a starter, instead they were served up a big fat slider to Carter. What would Seaver have done if not for his Bundy? Would he have taken the ball and exacted revenge on his old team? If couldn't it pitch like the real Dr. K? And Tawny and Moore hadn't had that nightmare day. They stuck with him till he couldn't take it. Turned his own kitchen into a killing floor. And John McNamara, what the hell was he thinking? Was it him, not the party boy, Mets doing all the drinking? If he didn't Buckner and yet the first baseman for his by-the-book late-inning defensive replacement, that ball would have been snagged if it ever been hit. And Mookie's last name would now be Ain't Is It. Bob Stanley picked a pretty bad time to uncork a wild pitch, and I'm sure he's still thinking that you should have blocked it, Rich. Then the tying run would have not been tallied by Mitch. If one play killed the Sox, please tell me which. Guess everything happens for some sort of reason. And there must be a tragic end to every lost season. Just what it was, a pretty tough out for the Dodgers, Red Sox, and Cubs. 10,000 at bats and close to 3,000 hits. And he stole plenty of bases before his legs quit. As tough to walk as he was to strike out. But there's only one play that ever gets talked about. Still, it's some kind of fame that lies in being a scapegoat. And if not that, then you're just an historical footnote. And you your 22 years playing ball might be forgotten. Maybe Bill Buckner was lucky, his luck was so rotten.